Hello, Vicky.
Oh, we are back at it, aren't we?
Yep, another week.
Another week. I'm so proud of us. It's been...
And we haven't... This week, we haven't ventured into the great unknown outside of the walls.
Speak for yourself. I've had a crazy week. And a crazy weekend. And this next 2 weeks are going to be even crazier. Oh, well, I did an art show, and then I have one... Every weekend for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, that... Okay, yeah, because you said you had the one next week, and then we got Oddmolvin the following weekend.
Yep, next 2 weeks. My work is getting crazier and crazier and crazier, and...
This next weekend, I'm going to the Ren Fair, and the weekend after, I've got Oddmol, and it's just like, oh, I'm so ready for that vacation.
I think... Ken and I are slightly masochistic because we take vacation and we work on our vacation.
Well, I'm doing that too.
this past August was our first actual real vacation in a couple years. Because normally we take time off to go somewhere else to work.
Yeah.
But it's all good. It's all good. But all the craziness, we were able to just squeak out another issue, I guess. Another rabbit
hole. It's only Monday,
hole.
And this week's already been weird, so.
Yes, I agree. I would swear there was a full moon today or something. I mean, the only thing I
don't have a regular calendar in front of me. There could be one outside.
Well, what was there? There was supposed to be, this weekend. I was so tired this weekend. I'm I'm in bed by 9. I guess it didn't help Saturday. Yeah, let's just say I like my beer on Saturday, and I went to dinner, and then we decided to hit Thirsty Dog, which is the brewery down from my house, 10 minutes before they closed. That was fantastic. I know you don't drink either, but it was really good. I had a raspberry ale, and then I had another one, which I got a sampler. I'm grateful I got a sampler because this one was dangerous. It was pure evil, and it was amazing. No, it was amazing. I got a sampler of aged rum barrel ale. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it was beer. It was nice ale. It tastes like Spice Captain Morgan's. It was amazing. So I'm grateful I got to a little baby cup of it. And then they give you popcorn in a dog bowl. It was awesome. So needless to say, I slept pretty hard that night. But hey, it's all good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm I'm in bed by 9. It was pretty bad. But, it took us 3 hours to set up, so we had gotten up at 6 on Saturday to be able to get breakfast and get there to set up before 11. Well, we had to be set up before 10:30, I think it was.
Be set up and ready to go.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a great weekend. Yeah, I would rather have those 12-hour days than my normal 8-hour days during the week. I know, I'm weird. But beer makes everything better. We'll just give you root beer. No, Ken ordered root beer and the lady asked him, that's non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
Of course, we know root beer is non-alcoholic.
Why would you, if you were looking for alcohol, why would you just say, I want root beer?
Ken doesn't drink, so he ordered a root beer.
Exactly.
And she wanted to make sure that he knew it was non-alcoholic, and we looked at each other and giggled.
If you regularly drink alcohol, you would know that it wasn't alcohol.
And then I met a very, very drunk, friendly guy from Toledo. Yep. He was three sheets to the wind, and then some. It was quite amusing. Trying to think, I almost think he had Mardi Gras beads on too.
Oh wow!
Yeah, he was gone. He came down. He came down to Toledo to drink. I guess I don't know. Hey, I ain't saying anything. No idea, but one crazy into the next crazy, and then it's Monday, and it's even crazier. No, there was some kind of planet lineup this weekend, and I did not get up.
Absolutely, yeah.
That I think that's what it is. I think it was five planets lined up with the sun or something. I don't know. The moon, maybe it was. just some craziness. Pure, pure craziness. But, So, speaking of craziness, you want to jump into our craziness?
Yeah, some of this is hard to say whether how much of it is true or not, as this is the internet. However, a lot of what we found this week is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Whether it's true or not, it still makes you think. We are actually going to be talking about, what hidden bases or, that they don't exist or do they exist? And as I speak of craziness, cries, right? As soon as I start recording, the dog gets into something. She found a cookie wrapper. No idea. I have no idea where she got a cookie wrapper. Okay, let's get back to the topic before the dog gets into something else. Of course, Humbart. We talk, we discuss what we're going to talk about. We're doing great. She's good. I hit record and she loses it. I think she knows what recording is.
Yes.
But we're going to talk about, hidden bases, secret bases. It started off with stuff here in the States, and then it went into other countries and stuff, too.
This was everywhere.
Which, of course, we know probably by this point, if it's on the internet, it's not a secret, and it's not hidden anymore. I think a couple of them were just older bases. Maybe they're not even in existence anymore, but still, it's places that you never know.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a lot of these that I never would have even considered. And then I started looking at some of the links that you came across, just like, oh, wow. If any of these countries ever got mad at us, we'd be screwed.
Yeah, but if you look at them, it seems a lot of them, we have our own bases in their own backyards.
Yes.
But let's start off with the first one. This article is titled Top 5 Secret Military Bases from Around the World. First one is what, Yulin? I guess, I don't know how.
Yulin Naval Base.
Base in China. I don't want to buy that. Stop. I love when ads pop up and you're trying to read.
This is on the southern coast of the Hainan Island, and the base has nuclear submarines.
And that's another one I noticed. A lot of these that I was reading, a lot of them are underwater submarine bases.
Yeah, it looks like it was revealed after satellites exposed it in 2008. The position of this base gives China power over anyone crossing the Southeast Asia.
So, are you saying that if North Korea decides to be a bad boy, they're gonna be like, "Bye, see ya"?
Yeah,
they probably could with this. The next one was Pine Gap in Australia, a PRISM surveillance program. The secret base near Alice Springs in the middle of Australia is home to conspiracy theorists' most feared listening in technology. Which, most of the middle of Australia is kind of desert. There really isn't much out there.
No, it's per, actual human civilization, there's nothing.
Right. But the terrain and stuff, it's very dry. See, it's officially a satellite ground station operated by Australia, the CIA, and other U.S. agencies, and called the Joint Defense Space Research Facility. Defense Space Research. Why do we need Defense Space Research Facility for? What do you think, Bart? Wait for the little green men to show up?
I'm trying to think. That might have been the organization that was in Farscape.
I don't know.
Farscape was Australian, but they had a very American, space program, which is very much like this.
I don't know. And the next one is Port Down, England. This military space park is near the MOD Boscombe Down Airfield and is surrounded by landmarked as danger areas on map. Interesting. It's another defense and research agency. They have acquired several U.S.-based companies.
And then, following this, this article points out, appropriately shaped like a vodka bottle, Kapustin Yar in Russia is, it says, is shrouded in more mystery than Area 51. The nearest town to it, Zitkur, was destroyed to make sure that no one could see what was happening at this base at all. So they wanted to make sure that it was that hidden. Apparently, this is where they were testing their own space program. So they wanted to keep anybody any other countries from watching their progress.
And here we just buy more and more land and threaten them with camo, dudes.
Yeah.
They just blow your town up. Make more space, we'll just blow everything up. And of course, Area 51, Groom Lake. Or Homey Airport, I've never heard of that one. That name, have you?
Which one?
They, I've knew of it as Area 51 and Groom Lake, but Homey Airport? H-O-M-E-Y Airport?
No, I have not heard that one.
Yeah, this is what they're calling it.
Huh.
We all know, I mean, anyone that knows about some of that stuff knows about Area 51. You know, with the crashes in Roswell. But I really don't think there is as much going on there as people think. I think if there is, it's more of, like, testing. Would it be drones now? I don't really think they're doing a lot of man-made stuff.
No, I do think, well, man-made, yes, but maybe, but it's all our stuff.
Right, right. No, it's, people aren't driving it. It's all unmanned.
Yes.
It's all unmanned stuff. I don't think there's a lot of manned, you know, manned. But, yeah, I think, well, because, like, I know, like, what they said, like, happened in Roswell, I was always told that they went to, Wright Pat, which, to me, would make more sense if, you know, they take it far away where nobody's looking, and they say, look over here, look over here. I think they're doing that now with a lot of stuff. You know?
Oh, definitely. It's all a distraction.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Even what they're trying to hide from us is a distraction for something else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here is this one. Ten top secret military bases the government doesn't want you to know about. Funny part is obviously if it's up here, you know, the government could take it down. It's...
Yeah, if it's on a .com website, they already know.
Exactly. Exactly. It starts off, should come as no surprise that with an annual military budget of over $610 billion, the U.S. invests in some gargantuan black ops and top secret facilities. This includes warfare testing, nuclear bunkers, chemical experimentations, which I'm sure a lot of it they're working on right now is probably what, gene splicing, would you say?
Yes, I would. Yeah, definitely.
Well, because I watched, of course, we all know how much I love my docs. I was watching one of them, and they were talking about a base that was hidden in a plateau on Native American land in, I think, Arizona or Utah, like out there somewhere. And they said that that's what they believe what was going on in the base. There really was only one way in, but it's hard to find different things. But that's what they were talking about, what was going on down there. They were multiple levels, but they were splicing animals' genes with human genes.
Ooh.
Which, if you think on it, that's kind of what they think is Skinwalker Ranch. That's what's going on. Skinwalker Ranch is gene splicing. Experimenting with genes, with genetics. So, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm trying to think. Well, there was a couple of movies that they had that in there where they mixed human and human and animal.
Dr. Moreau's Island, that's the most famous.
So, can you imagine if that's actually reality? It's very, very possible. I think most of these I'm just going to just glance over because there is so much information, and in a lot of these I found they do have a couple duplicates. So we'll just kind of I figure we'll just glance over these a little bit quick. The Cheyenne Mountain Complex, home of NORAD. This has been in countless movies. Countless different things that they have. Of course, this is in Colorado. And this says how big this is. In an event of a nuclear war, 800 personnel could survive in Cheyenne Mountain Complex for 30 days. Completely cut off from the outside world, 25-ton blast doors, and over 1,319,000 pounds of springs remain anchored within 1,700 feet of granite.
Wow.
This place is huge and powerful. Like, nothing really could get in.
It looks like this one here, the Dugway Proving Grounds in Utah.
And this is another one I've never really heard about.
I've never heard of this one at all. It says it's the size of Rhode Island, and it looks like anything you can imagine goes on in here. It was created 2 months, within 2 months of Pearl Harbor happening.
Wow.
So, I mean, there's a lot that you could take from that, just that it happened right after the bombing.
Or was it already there, and that's when it was release that it was there.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards that.
Let's see here.
Yeah, they're saying that that's the home of the next generation weapon systems, secret aircraft, particle beams, chemical and biological weapons, and much, much more.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, you know, like, they're talking about this stuff, is show, and, you know, letting pictures being shown, then it kind of, I don't know, what I mean, how would you say that? It just, it kind of makes you wonder. I'm sure there's really nothing of worth left there. You know what I mean?
No, well, I'm sure there is, but they're not saying.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is because if a satellite could take pictures of it from the ground, you can easily accidentally catch something.
Yes.
But
they also, like, things like Google Maps also, you know, take that away.
Well, they can, but also there's a couple areas, I forget where it was, like, I'm thinking maybe Florida and a few other places, where they have stuff, and then all of a sudden, you know, you'll drive down the road, and you don't think there's really much around you, forest or whatever, and that should show. But yeah, you get stuff where, you know, this is restricted area, and it's all pixeled out and blanked out. And we know that's, they do that with maps and photos and things. You know, they just throw a big old blob of pixel up and blob it out.
Yeah.
You know, they don't even waste the time airbrushing it. They just, you know, drop a pixel on and blow, you know, blit it out. But, yeah, I mean, it, you never really know. I think, like what you were saying before, I think a lot of it is, you know, look over here, why they're doing something completely different somewhere else.
Absolutely.
This one was Raven Rock Site R, World War III Hideaway. It did say World War III.
It does, yes. So this group was already planning.
Uh-huh. Makes you wonder. You know, the big old military complex? You know, the war complex, whatever they were calling it, the war machine complex. That stuff's, you know, that they're already planning another war.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is...
Or planning for, at least planning for the event of a war.
I know, are they going to start it? I mean, sadly, we know war is big bucks. You know? It's sad to say. But...
Well, speaking of that, Frederick, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
It says it was the home of America's first biological warfare program.
Mm-hmm. Again, soon after Pearl Harbor. I think a lot of this was already in place. I really do.
Apparently, they carried out six tests that included Bacillus globigii and two tests for Serrata marcescens, both of which I have no idea what they are, but I'm guessing they were bad if they were secluded.
They were supposedly non-pathologic germs. Realistic simulations that might be used in an attack. Huh. Well, let's click on it. Of microbes and mock attacks 51 years ago, the military sprayed germs on U.S. cities. 3 weeks, let's see, hospital complaining. 51 years ago, Edward J. Nathan checked into a San Francisco hospital complaining of chills, fever, and general malaise. 3 weeks later, the 75-year-old retired pipefitter was dead, the victim of what doctors said was an infection of botulism. Serrata, whatever you called it. They believed... Later, Mr. Nevin's family learned what they believe was the cause of an infection linked at the time to hospitalizations of 10 other patients. So whatever this was, it was making people sick and killing them.
Oh yeah.
On their own, the U.S. tested on their own people.
Well, yeah. If they went and found foreigners, prisoners of war, that would have just led to war. You know, that would have just escalated things even more, and suddenly said, "Yeah, this is what we're doing."
Mm-hmm. Of course, they're not going to say it, but then that's when you get into the whole, chemtrails and all that stuff. But yeah, it looks like a bunch of people got sick.
Yeah, it definitely, what they did, they did not plan things out real well.
Exactly. But yeah, they had a lot of people sick. From airports to Greyhound buses, all over the place. Like even this one, the Army kept the biological warfare tests secret until word of them were leaked to the press in the 1970s. Between 1949 and 1969, when President Nixon ordered the Pentagon's biological weapons destroyed, open-air tests of biological agents were conducted 239 times, according to the Army's testimony in 1977, before the Senate's Committee on Health. In 80 of those experiments, the Army said it used live bacteria, and its researchers at the time thought were harmless. Huh. So obviously what they thought was harmless for early biological warfare was not harmless. It was actually killing people. Wow. That's kind of messed up.
Yeah, that's it. But I'd say, they should have prepared more, but how would they know how to prepare? This is their test.
Exactly. Which, if you think on it, I'm sitting here thinking, how could they have, were they be, like, how would they be able to do something like that? But if you think on it, if it's like an air, like an airport, they could probably have put it in the air vents.
Yes.
And they just kind of went everywhere. Same with the buses and all that. But, because like I know where I grew up, it was not unusual for truck sprayers to come down, especially during like the summertime for the mosquitoes. Yeah. So if you just had a couple of those going around, nobody would think twice.
No.
You could easily get, you know, stuff up in the air and, you know, would get people. Because I remember them, they sprayed out, not so much up. It went out from the truck. Huh. Interesting. But let's see. What do we have next? This one I've heard of. Have you? Mount Weather and the underground continuity of the government, the COG?
I actually have not heard of this one.
Let's see. It is in Berryville, Virginia. There was a time when this facility was the biggest secret since the Manhattan Project. Like many other top secret bases, Mount Weather is tasked with protecting military elite in the event of a major disaster. This one is perhaps the ultimate bomb shelter. During the September 11, 2001 attacks, many high-level officials, including Vice President Cheney, took refuge here. It has long been rumored that this military base hosts officials and commanders from an alternate chain of command, a parallel government, so to speak, that would take over in an unlikely event that the entire presidential line of command is killed or turned into zombies. You got the next one, or you want me to get him?
Yeah. The next one's Wright-Patterson, which we've talked about since the beginning.
Mm-hmm. I've been there a few times. Well, I've been there once. And my grandma told me stories of it. But, yeah. This place...
Yeah, like you said, it's definitely... There's many rumors that all the UFO stuff went to this location.
Mm-hmm. I know when I...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I know when I was there... They were testing a bunch of stuff.
But yeah, they... exactly. It says a more realistic explanation is that the CIA and Air Force used the phenomenon in Project Blue Book as a disinformation campaign to cover up sightings of the U-2 and SR-71 spy planes that were being developed by the government in secret here.
Which you and I both were saying that with a lot of the different... things that people have seen, that's probably what they were back when. Especially since, like, down the road, like, if you look at the different years, the shapes of the UFOs keep changing and changing and changing. Of course, the next one, we don't really have to say much about it. Everyone knows about Area 51, Groom Lake.
Yeah, absolutely.
This one, I didn't realize either. Do you hear about Plant 42? Which is...
Have not this one either.
Which is Area 51's aircraft supplier. Which I knew of, like, Boeing and Lockheed Martin and all them that work, you know, that work with them and make stuff for the government, for the military.
Yeah.
Speaking of that one, when we were at Last Oddball, we were telling Kylan about the reason that weird tower sits where it sits is because it's not for the airport. Because it doesn't face the airport. It's actually for Lockheed Martin. I don't know if they're still there, but for Lockheed, they were testing lasers at the time. And I showed Kylan a video. I sent him a video of it, the laser. They have three different kinds, but the one, they were shooting drones out of the sky with lasers. Like, they shot five drones out of the sky. It just went up, sheared the back of it off, and it crashed. Just like that.
Jeez.
And they were talking about how, like, the lasers that Lockheed are making now, they're so strong, but then the military is, like, many, many times stronger. And they were saying, you know, okay, instead of spending $3 billion on a missile to take down a plane, you know, a drone or whatever. What about taking down a drone with like a handful of dollars from a laser? You know, they were saying like the it would cause like less collateral damage, I guess. That's what they were saying. It was crazy. They showed him taking and blowing up a truck from a mile away with a laser.
Now, this one I've never heard of, but this one sounds interesting. The HAARP program.
This is another one I've not really heard much about.
It's in Gakona, Alaska. And the official objectives of this Air Force and Navy program was to shoot high-frequency beams through the ionosphere for scientific research with no military application.
Others claim they are working on holographic technology that can be used to beam images into the sky. I've heard of rumors of stuff like that.
Me too. But I didn't realize that it was connected to this.
Which, if you think on it, that would kind of make sense because it's dark a lot longer up there.
Yes.
Wow. This one is the Duluth base, the real Air 51. Maybe this is the one I was talking about. Huh, maybe. Okay. This is the only base listed here that may not exist. I'm giving it to my conspiracy side and including one of the most controversial government hideaways among fringe circles. According to these conspiracists, Area 51 is just a smokescreen for the real above top secret experiments have been taking place. Duluth. The base is allegedly a secret alien underground facility near Archuleta Mesa.
Archuleta, yeah.
On the Colorado-New Mexico border. However, the government does not formally acknowledge the existence of the base, and no one has been able to produce proof of the aliens that exist there. I think this is the one that I saw in the doc. Because it wasn't a base. And I'm wondering if this isn't... It's very, very possible that this is the one that I was from the doc I was talking about. It's feasible, because if you look at this, I mean, it's weird. I think I finally got Cassidy to calm down.
Oh, good.
She was trying to eat Ken's butt pillow. I finally got it away from her.
So it looks like the next one we have comes back to us. And our own that basis that we have other places.
All right, let's see. According to this one, let's see. What are they calling this one? Let me go back to the top. Okay. AFRICOM? Which is just U.S. operations and with the African continent and the Middle East. Let's see. AFRICOM failed to respond to repeat requests for further information about the 46 bases and outposts and staging areas currently dotted the continent. Needless to say, the newly disclosed 2015 plans offer unique insight into the world, the wide-ranging network of outposts. I'm sure if we give it a few years, it'll be on the CIA reading room.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, looking at this, I mean, they're everywhere. Of course, it just seems whenever there's any kind of, I don't want to say, not really war, but just conflict, there's always something kind of snaking around, I suppose. But yeah, this one, it gives a, there's a whole bunch of stuff. There's one here that used to be a French Foreign Legion post. It has undergone substantial expansion in the recent years as U.S. drone operations in the country were moved from Camp Lemonar to the more remote location. Which would explain they want to go to a more remote location if they're going to do more drone stuff.
Yeah, and keep people from seeing what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. AFRICOM's inventory of CLs also includes sites in Nasra, South Sudan, Niger? Both,
yeah.
I'm just going to slaughter these.
Oh, there you are. I actually found it now. It's Nigeria, Niger, Cameroon, and Chad.
Mm-hmm. Whole bunch of... I didn't realize there was that much there. That almost strikes me. Well, I can understand that they want to be close, but then they want to be far from, like, Iran and Iraq yes. and all those, but still close enough. And that's just a hop and a skip, I guess, if you think on it. But yeah, some of this stuff is just insane. You start reading some of this. And then here's this one, the different bases. We were talking about Google. Here's Google Earth. Can locate top secret US military bases. So there's actual pictures of some of these bases. Which, like I said, if they weren't supposed to, then they wouldn't be, you know, released. But,
yeah.
But a lot of
these... if they weren't revealed, they weren't allowed to fly over these areas previously, and now they are. And that's why they're suddenly revealed.
Exactly. Because this one is... This one's Area 51. Yeah, right here, they were talking, the discovery of the secret base on Google Earth comes as a surprise, giving them a number of other classified sites around the world are pixelated or blacked out by the service. See, you can't see anything. But with this one, you can see a little bit. Yeah, like this picture, it's actually sports ground by the site of whatever oil refinery in Hungary. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to play the video, but yeah. Area 6 is located deep in the desert of the Yucca Flat. They have this one here. Mm-hmm. They have another one. It almost looks kind of like a W, the interesting shaped runway.
It does.
So let's see. Let's go to the next one.
No, I don't want to cut. I know.
She finally went to sleep.
Well, I hope you can get the link that I just accidentally deleted.
That's fine. I got which one? I got the one.
it's the one right underneath that I was trying to open.
Okay, that's the one I got. This one is pretty much all. Here's one. Fort Meade NSA headquarters. Fort Meade National Security Agency. Nicknamed to no such agency, the NSA is tasked with surveillance and code breaking. This is the one that in 2013, Edward Snowden leaked a series of documents proving that an NSA spies on American citizens. I didn't follow a whole lot with him, but a lot of this doesn't really surprise me, like at all. Raven Rock Mountain Complex. Also known as Site R, Raven Rock Mountain Complex is an underground bunker designed to be the U.S. command center in the event of World War III. This is the one that's located Blue Ridge Summit, Pennsylvania. The facility is built into a mountain is designed to withstand a nuclear blast. It can operate 30 days with no access to the outside world and accommodate 3,000 people.
Wow.
And then there's this one. another NSA Utah data center. Opened in 2013. This is the largest spy center ever built by man.
Oh, wow. It says... The server has the capability of keeping 5 zettabytes of data.
Which is 1 billion terabytes.
Yeah, that's wow.
That's huge. Because most of the ones we get now is like, what, 3 or 5?
Yeah.
Costs about $2 billion to build and spans 1 million feet. The NSA allowed Greenpeace to fly a blimp over the facility with a sign reading "Illegal spying below" and an arrow pointing down. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, should we say the next one?
Mount Weather?
No, number 9. I'm just skipping the ones we haven't talked about. This one's called Jackass Flats. Jackass Flats, originally designed Area 25, is a native. Nevada-based military facility that was home to Project Pluto. The aim of Pluto was to create a supersonic low-altitude missile, or SLAM, powered by nuclear ramjet engines. The missile could carry multiple nuclear warheads, would have almost unlimited range, and be able to stay airborne for weeks. Despite some successful initial tests, the project was considered too proactive and abandoned. Oh well. But a lot of these we've already talked about.
Yeah.
Air Force Plant 47. This facility was responsible for U-2 spy planes, SR-71 Blackburn, and the B-2 Stealth Bomber, located near Palmdale, California. The base spans 9 square miles. The Air Force Plant 42 is owned by another base on this list, Wright Pat, but operated by a California base team. How is that possible? Another base owns another base? That sounds weird. Now we're getting to more I've never heard of. Have you heard of the next one?
The one in Saudi Arabia?
Or number 12.
Oh. Fort Detrick was actually one of them we were just talking about. Only that one did not mention that this was where Agent Orange happened.
And clusters of cancer and... located in Frederick, Maryland, the Meridian base has conducted many experiments in biological war. Agent Orange, an herbicide used during the Vietnam War, which the Red Cross estimates caused illnesses and defects in millions of Vietnamese people, who developed at Fort Detrick. German and former Soviet biologist Jacob Siegel claims that HIV and AIDS was created at Fort Detrick. Clusters of cancer have occurred in the area around the fort, though no link to the base has been proven. Was that the one that dropped the germs all over the world, all over the country? Was that the same one or no? I don't know. You got the Saudi Arabia?
Yeah. And this one doesn't even say, like, it doesn't even have a name or anything. Apparently, they've just had satellite images showing that what appears to be a drone base, an American drone base located in a Saudi Arabian desert. The base obviously doesn't appear on Google's images, but it was first sighted by a satellite in 2012. The facility seems to be a base to fly unmanned drones into Yemen.
And then this one is the Harold E. Holt Naval Communications Station. It's located in Northwest Australia. It coordinates radio signals. I think this was similar to the one that we just talked about too.
Absolutely, yes.
The facility uses very low-frequency radio signals to communicate with maritime vessels, including submarines at great distances. Interesting. Well, no, the other one was space defense. This one is just communication.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of the one where they were sending infrared up into the sky. That it definitely still the same. Mm-hmm. Same concept.
This was Harvey Point. Harvey Point Defense Testing Facility, a mysterious CIA outpost in North Carolina, is where Navy SEALs trained before their mission to kill Bin Laden. Satellite images were captured showing a mock-up of the Bin Laden facility on the base. Besides the images, very little is known about the facility. The base was created in 1961 as a secret weapons testing facility and continues to operate today. Hmm. 16 was the one we talked about.
Yeah. Diego Garcia. That one's in, it looks like it is a hollow island in the Indian Ocean. So the base is really off the side of the path. Mm-hmm. It looks like in 1966, the British confiscated this island from its inhabitants and forced them all to relocate. Diego Garcia is technically a UK territory, but the US operates a military base there without being beholden to American laws.
Wow. Something says so wrong about that.
Yeah.
And then Tolcha Peak Electronic Combat Range, located in Nevada. An extremely remote facility in the Mojave Desert is allegedly where fighter pilots are trained in electronic warfare. Not much is known about the classified base aside from the vague second-hand accounts, and is almost impossible to see from ground level. Though some conspiracy theorists have conducted flyovers and taken photos of the area, multiple radar stations have been spotted on satellite images. Looks like there's, let's see, like 10 different satellites right here from the picture. 11? It's a lot.
Yeah.
Then this one is located in the top secret Tanofes Test Range Yucca Lake Airfield was spotted by satellite images in 2011. It is believed to be a test site for MQ-1 Predator and or MQ-9 Raptor unmanned drones, as well as other Lockheed Martin technology. Lockheed Martin is a private-conducted center to the military industrial complex, which is what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
It was constructed in 02 and is classified U.S. Air Force installation. You want 20?
I'll take 20 here. The Al-Udeid Combined Air and Space Operations Center in Qatar. It was first revealed to the public in 2013 when Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel visited it. It's at the center of the U.S. operations in the Persian Gulf and the nerve center for all air campaigns against ISIS. So that explains why no one's heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the main reason that it's there.
Right. Don't want the main nerve hub to get boo-booed. This one we sort of talked about. Camp Lemoir? Lemoir, whatever?
Lemoir.
See, a small country in the Gulf of Aden, Cap Lemoir is a former French Foreign Legion base. that's been converted to a U.S. drone warfare facility. You notice that? A lot of these are more and more drone bases.
Well, that keeps them from having to hire more people to man those locations.
Exactly.
And if it randomly gets bombed, well, no one's out anything except for the information.
But you still have to have people there to drive them.
But you don't have as many people. You could have one person running 10 of them and monitoring it on a screen.
Well, I think it would be more like 2 to 1 plane. It is. It's like 2 to 1 plane. We'll just put it that much. I do know this. Might be best if I don't say how, but I do know it's like two to one. I know someone that was in the Air Force, and that's what they were actually up to training for. That's what they were going to do. So
yeah,
it's like 2 to 1. Let's see. Of course, you know, we know Area 51. I think that's on everybody's list.
Oh yeah.
But we'll have all this up on our website. You can go through and read them and then like let us know what you think on them. But I think that's why a lot of let's see. I found another rabbit hole for us to look up later. The Black Vault.
Ooh, yes.
We'll look up that later. All right, let's see. Ah. A retired U.S. Marine claims he spent 17 years on Mars protecting 5 human colonies from Martians.
And that one actually been in the news within the last couple months. Not sure. I don't think it was this guy, but it was someone.
Mm-hmm.
Because who was it that kept human children were being used as slave labor on Mars?
I think it was an onion.
Okay.
But it's also one of those.
No, because I believe NPR had NPR talked about it also.
Was it them?
Yeah, I know NPR talked about it.
It's possible. But yeah, this was a retired officer known as Captain K, also claims to have served in a secret space fleet run by a multinational organization called the Earth Defense Force. I think there was a doc that I sent you. It's on Netflix now, so you'll be able to watch it. They talk about stuff like this. But yeah. The Earth Defense. Of course, there's a video here.
Oh, on yeah.
It, but I'm not gonna click it. But yeah, talking about all that. It recruits military personnel from U.S., Russia, and China. But yeah, that's got some interesting things. Did we already go to Mars? I would think that we would, like... How would you be able to be deployed to Mars and not be able to get back to your family? You know what I mean? Like, message them?
Yeah.
Okay, that one we've
talked. And I know that's definitely one of those that, you know, they've talked to people who want to go to Mars. Like, please think about this.
Well, there's a doc on Netflix that talk about, like, Mars Next Generation. Or Next Generation Mars or something. That it's about, like, a bunch of kids that go to, like, a space camp, but they're being trained on... to be able to go to Mars. They're trained on being pilots and medical and science.
I mean, it's been said long and long time. Mars ain't the type of place to raise your kids.
Well, you gotta think. They're kids now. They're kids now, but they'll be adults by the time they go. So they're being trained now in their teens. So can you imagine them in 20 years?
Oh, jeez.
You know, you have a 16-year-old that's practically a doctor.
Yeah.
Or what have you. Okay. I'm just going to start rattling off the lists. Not really sure what some of this is, but it's interesting. It says Alaska. Brooks Range, Alaska. Delta Junction, Alaska. These are all in Alaska. Fort Greenlee.
Yeah.
In the same Delta Junction area. Arizona. Genetic Work, Multiple Level, Fort something Arizona. Also reported a detainment camp.
Wow.
Luke Air Force Base, Arizona Tunnels to Area 51. Did not know about that. Arizona also reported detaining camps notes. Located under Enchantment Resort in Boynton Canyon. There has been many reports by people in recent years of increased military presence and activity in the Area 5. Wiki up, Arizona Tunnels to Area 51, and then Yucca Mountains.
And that's just Arizona.
That's just Arizona. California, I have 29 palms. California Tunnels to Chocolate Mountains, Fort Irwin, California. Possibly one or more sites due west a few miles. Benica, California. Catalina Island, which I believe the Catalina Islands are the ones that are supposed to have the underwater bases.
Yeah.
Let's see. They were told by someone who worked at the Port Hueneme Naval Weapons Division base in Oxnard. They have heard, and it is a common rumor, that there is tunnels from the base to this island and also to Edwards Air Force Base, possibly utilizing old mines. China Lake Naval Weapons Testing Center. Well, all this stuff looks like it's got tunnels from tunnels and tunnels. But if they're utilizing what's already there, then that kind of makes sense.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to skip some more of this for the Cali. This is insane. California is riddled with military stuff.
But yeah, there's like two giant paragraphs just of this rambling them off.
And so's Colorado. But yeah. What are they going to do if... What is it? What are they going to do if California decides to fall off of the... away from the rest of the states? See, this is one that's near Boulder, Colorado, in the mountains. Function as unknown. Cheyenne Mountain, NORAD. Function early warning, missile defense system, space tracking levels. Multiple tunnels to Colorado Springs. Early warning system. Let's see. Delta, Colorado, function unknown. Tunnels to Creed Salt Lake, which is another one. Creed or Creech. I think that's what... No, Creech is in Vegas. Creech is just outside of Vegas.
This is Creed.
Right. Creech, people don't really know much about that one, I guess. Reported tunnels to Denver proper, Colorado Rocky Mountain safe housing, and then Cheyenne Mountain. Good Lord, there's a lot. Georgia has Doppings Air Force Base, Marietta, Georgia. It's a test site for plasma and anti-gravity aircraft, experimental crafts and weapons. Huh. Yeah, I'm just going to slowly go through this. This has got some crazy stuff. And all Ohio has is Wright Pat.
Yes, I had scrolled down to us.
Rumored to house stealth technology and prototype craft. Although Cali's the ones that has the crazy lights that people are always seeing. Evidently, when you're out there, you can see lights, like, during the day and night.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks like almost every... state has something. This doesn't surprise me. New Mexico has a ton of stuff on here too.
That really doesn't surprise me.
And of course, Nevada. These are all other names of Area 51 I've heard of. Groom Lake, Dreamland, and Nellis Air Force Base was the other names of that I knew of. And this has got a huge list of what they're saying it is.
Yeah.
They're saying it only exists in images until Russia's satellite took photos. Relate to the U.S. sources. And it's amazing how you can get photos all over of it now. Even posters. They've been working on stealth and cloaking aircraft. Which that kind of, that's probably why we see some crazy stuff sometimes. And that's probably some of the stuff that people say they kind of, you could see it, but you can't see it. You can see it cloaked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. It's kind of scary if you think on it. Yeah, and this is the one that Port Sur is 600 feet of tough rock facing Pacific rollers that come 6,000 miles to pound the central California coast. Like the 19th century lighthouses that marks the point, the now I can't even pronounce it, compound of the former naval facility Point Sur evokes another era. It evokes a mystery, one involving secret underground naval bases, high-tech submarines, and Cold War nuclear brink-make ships. I wonder if they're still using some of these, though.
The fact that, again, it is, you know, it's an sort of an underwater location, they might be.
Because it's from 66.
Yeah. And it's out in the, it's always out in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you always get conspiracy theorists that somehow get crazy stuff on, you know, Google Maps or something, Google Earth.
Oh, yeah.
You zoom in, you're like, where, how did you find that? Well, rumor is that we're going to be possibly getting, what is it, the ships, the airships from, like, they were in, like, Iron Man and all those guys, the Avengers. Now, here, this last one I'm looking at, they actually have pictures of a lot of these bases, which is really cool. Like, this one is in Greenland, which my grandpa was in the military. He was actually stationed. I wonder if this is the one he was stationed in, because I know he was stationed in Greenland for a little while.
It might be.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we know the Dungway. And then the Diego Garcia. Here's some really good pictures of it. And then the Harp in Alaska. Like, some of these pictures are really just kind of crazy scary.
Yeah. Harp, I mean, the picture in the other link, it was like a picture taken at night. You know, and possibly doctored a little to show the radio waves being sent up. This one, just on its own, is crazy.
Especially the second one. That is just crazy. They're like, look, it's ready for some, you know, UFO stuff to come at you. And then we got Cheyenne. Let's see, what's this one? And then they've got the one in Australia. The Joint Defense Space Research Facility. That one's kind of cool, too. That was the one that just showed dots. This one actually shows the ginormous globes they have. U.S. Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases. Let's play with anthrax, Ebola, plague, monkeypox. Yeah, let's just play with those. Huh, Bart? Let's just mix them all in a soup and see what happens. Poor puppy. She's having hiccups in her sleep.
Aww.
Okay, I woke her up. She was out so cold she didn't want to wake up. She's looking at me like, what did you just do? And then there's, of course, Raven Rock. Some of these are really better than others, and not so much some. Here's one we didn't talk about. One in Portugal.
Yeah, this one wasn't on any of them.
Mm-mm. It was, established in 53?
53, and it was the U.S. established its first presence on the island when the 1605th Air Base Wing positioned the 1605th Air Base Wing at Lajes. The 65th Air... I'm wondering if that was a typo. Either way, This is an Air Force base.
Yeah. It's a base. It's a big base. And then, here's another one we didn't talk about. The Anston Chemical Agency Disposal Facility. So we have one that likes to play with them. We have another one disposes of it.
Yeah.
It's one of six locations that stores chemical weapons. During the 60s, 7% of U.S. chemical weapons were stashed here. Huh. In Alabama. Interesting. Then we have a naval submarine base in Georgia. Some of these pictures are really cool. Ah, and they have this one here. It's 15 miles south of Area 51 is S4, a super secret facility located at the base of Papanoose Mountains, adjacent to the Papanoose Dry Lake Bed. Individuals with authorized access to S4 flown from Vegas to Area 51, then transported by bus over a dirt road to S4. The windows of the bus are deliberately blacked out, so the passengers are unable to see the route to S4. The airspace over 51 and S4 is highly restricted, and any pilot or aircraft that accidentally or intentionally strays into this section is subject to pursuit by Air Force jets, scramble for interception, or subject to outright destruction by surface-to-air missiles. Wow. Interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a bunch of pictures of the S4. That's the funny part.
Yeah, for being one that is so secretive.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty interesting. Let's see. We are on our last one. There's some crazy stuff if you think about what they actually do. Can you imagine if they're some of the stuff they're actually still... they're still doing it. And then here's some more pictures and stuff on this last one, some videos. And this one is more on the Diego Garcia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this, it's got a video in here of the actual base.
Mm-hmm. This dives a little bit deeper into it. Chemtrails. They have a really crazy picture of chemtrails right here. Which, you know, we were talking about the germs and stuff that they tested. What are the chances that they're doing more like this with the chemtrails? And supposedly they were dropping stuff in the 80s on people to make them happy.
Yeah.
What was it? What did we say? Like antidepressants or something, supposedly?
That in... God, from the look at that picture...
Mm-hmm. The chemtrail picture?
Yeah.
I know, right? Makes you kind of think and wonder, what are they actually doing? Because if they're doing this stuff now, and a lot of these dates were, what, 60, like, well, no, they were going back to the 40s. 40s to the 80s. Yeah. So it makes you wonder what they're doing now. I really think, like what we were saying, that was it Dr. Monroe or whatever? That
Dr. Moreau, yeah.
That they're doing that now. I would not be surprised that sometimes something gets a little too smart and gets loose. Dude, I want to go to Skinwalker Ranch so bad. I want to go and just go and sit. Like, seriously, can I hide someone's bag or something? And, like, that would be, I would so do it. Just, like, you know, hook up bunch of cameras or whatever to me, and I will freaking go sit out there for a little while. But that would be kind of be interesting and kind of scary at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. You never know what you're gonna find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they say that there's supposed to be a wolf out there bigger than your car. So let's see if we can go find him.
Yeah.
I, you know, that with the, it seems people, not everybody, but a lot of people of late seems just be going crazy, you know, just going batshit crazy. And I'm wondering if a lot of that, you know, what is actually causing it. You know, does it make you wonder, Bart?
I wonder very much, yeah. What, there's something gone. The world has gone to, not insane, maybe.
Off kilter?
Yeah.
Like I would have said what, like, was it go to hell in a handbasket?
Pretty much.
It's like, was it always this, this crazy? Or is it just, like, the fact that we have more social media now that allows people to know what's going on? Like, this stuff was always going on, but it was never in the media? Or is there some underlining, underlining stuff?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just very, very weird. I don't know. Is it the Kool-Aid? Is it something in the air? Is it, you know, MK Ultra? I don't know. I have no idea. But what do you say, Bart?
I think this is another episode successfully talked about.
I would agree. I'm sure if we dove deeper, we could find more, but there's a lot of these I've never heard of. But like we were saying, I think a lot of this is look here, why they're doing stuff over there. I think that's what a lot of it is anymore.
Yeah.
So, with some of the stuff that they were working on, it kind of scary. What are they doing now? It really is. So, let's see. You guys can find us on Facebook, Twitter. Message us on Facebook if you haven't, have you seen any crazy things? You have any crazy stories? We'd like to hear from you guys. Email tftdpodcast @gmail.com. We are part of tangentbound network.com, weebiegeekspc.com. And also, don't forget, we got the new t-shirts out.
Absolutely, yeah. Go check out the t-shirts that we've got up there right now. You know, next time, if there's somewhere, we're the t-shirt. Show us that you bought it.
Exactly. Take a picture. Let us know. But yeah, if you go on TeePublic, and look up Tales from the Darkness, you can find us. Let us know. Same with the podcatchers. You know, rate us, review us, let us know. Makes it easier for everybody else. To also find us. So I guess I'll see you later, Bart.
I'll talk to you later.
Another crazy week that we both have, like always.
Yeah.
And then we have some good stuff coming up next episode. So I will see you later, Bart. Everybody, keep your ear to the ground, eyes to the sky, stay safe, and I will talk with you guys all later. Bye.
Bye.